From the campus of Freedom Village, USA, North America's premier home for troubled teens located in Lakemont, New York, welcome to Victory Today. With your help, Pastor Fletcher Brothers, for over 40 years, has fought the front lines battle for young people from America, Canada, and around the world, proving that Jesus Christ is still in the miracle business. Join your host for Victory Today, the founder and director of Freedom Village, Pastor Fletcher Brothers.
Well, a great, good day to you.
I was going to say great day. Good day to you.
Well, have
a great day. You know, it is Monday, of course. Hope you had a great weekend. And happy Victoria Day to all of our Canadian buddies. Sylvia's a Canadian, and she asked me the other night at the banquet up there. I never got a chance to answer her because somebody shoved the Bible in my face, and I had to sign it and whatever, and then she drifted off with talking to the kids. But she asked me, she said, other than your salvation, are the kids, what do you think? What do you consider is your greatest gift other than your salvation? And Sylvia, sorry, I never got a chance to get back to you on that. But, you know, thinking about it, I really believe it's today. Today. The 24 hours that lie ahead of us, you know, no matter where you are, some of you, it's already midday, or some of you might be evening time. Some of you, it's bright and early in the morning. I'll never forget the guy who wrote me and said, because we're on his station early in the morning, he said, Pastor Brothers, you ought to see the mess that's listening to you in the morning. I thought he was talking about himself. And he would say, her hair. Do any of you ladies still put orange juice cans in your head? You know, wrap your hair around these big roller things and whatever. I got up the other morning and took a look in the mirror and I said, whoa! Scared myself. I said, Papa Smurf, mercy sakes. But anyways, you know what? A lot of things could happen to every one of us throughout the night. You know, people's homes burn, people are killed in car accidents. Don't let this train derailment go away so quickly down in Philadelphia. You know, there are 8 people like that. You know, I don't know what they were doing. Were they laughing? Were they on their cell phones calling home saying, we just left, you know, Philadelphia would be there in a... I wonder what those people who were on those 4 flights on 9/11 thought. Folks, I thank God I'm alive today. This is the day the Lord has made. Amen. Now, I'm not saying a lot of you don't have problems. Dear Lord, I hear about them every day. And man, I got my own share. We got to pay. Friday we had to send out a check for $43,000, actually, almost $43,000 for insurance. And had to rob Peter to pay Paul. And now we got things that we got to pay it back to and put it back in accounts and what have you. But, folks, we all have, look, the rain falls on the good and the bad. Okay. And I got to be honest with you. Let me just tell you. You know, I fought the Lord for a lot of years. Matter of fact, the upcoming villager is my story. My dad and I. It's the story of my father and I. Father's Day issue. Never have told this story, but you ought to see it. So if you don't get the villager, you ought to. And by the way, if you don't get the update, email me at 77pastor@fvusa.com, and I'll send you the villager, and I'll send you the updates, okay? And whether you send anything back is your business. But, folks, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. I was talking yesterday or on the weekend program. It's only on the Internet, so you have to go to freedomvillageusa.com and pull it up. But, you know, we have gone from teaching young people to disrespect parents, disrespect authority. There's a reason for everything. You know, young people that can't read, and we get them in here now, 17, 18 years old, can't read a lick. Boy, the public school's doing a great job. And but, you know, a generation of young people who can't read are at the mercy of the boob tube. And isn't it interesting? We've done away with writing, because we got computers. Hey, hotshot, let me ask you a question. We don't use phonics anymore. We don't use writing anymore. You don't have to. You got these, they still need to know how to spell, for crying out loud. Oh, my soul, you ought to read some of the stuff I read. Dear God in heaven. But hey, let me ask you a question. What are you going to do when the power goes down and there's no computerization, okay? They can't type on a computer because the computer doesn't work anymore. And they don't even know how to sign their name hardly. Where are we going? See, you think that's by accident? I don't. Do you think that the rebellion and disrespect for authority that we've sown into this generation, and now it's turning to anarchy? Hey, Fido, I got a flash for you. If some kid will challenge a fully armed, uniformed police officer, they aren't going to think anything of blowing your head off. Just think that through for a little bit, both sides of the border. But what I hear and what I want to talk to you about today, and you're going to be glad you're with me, I hear a lot of people who feel like the whole political school, government, you know, whatever, realm of society, what's happening in the Middle East, maybe I hear it because I talk about it more. I just talked to you about anarchy stuff going on below the surface, whatever. Oh, I don't have to worry about any of that. I'm just looking to Jesus. Okay. So am I, pal, but I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm looking forward to the sweet by and by, but I don't like the nasty now. And understand, your children and my children, your grandchildren and my grandchildren are living in this world right now. And so it is real important who sits in that White House. It's real important who the Prime Minister of Canada is. It's real important who as some of you Canadians are finding out, obviously, it's very important who the Premier is and who she appoints to write the wonderful sex education curriculum up there. Dear God. See, I understand the rain falls on the good and the bad. See, when I got saved, I thought, whoo, you know, zippity-doo-dah time. You know, I'll never have another problem. Oh, dear God. I remember saying the night I got saved, tomorrow is going to be the best day of my life. Ladies and gentlemen, seriously, I never had a worse day in my life than the day after I got saved. And, you know, there was this little old lady who had been praying for me. Bless her heart. I don't even remember her name, to be honest with you. But she was praying because she knew my dad and she knew my family. And, I'm just praying that Fletcher gets saved. And so the night I got saved, serious, it was a heart attack. She looked at me and she said, "All the angels in heaven are rejoicing. You know that, don't you?" She was so proud of herself. Like, my prayers have been answered. All the angels in heaven are rejoicing. You know what she forgot to tell me? All the imps in hell were a little ticked off. Okay? And have you ever, You ever kicked a hornet's nest or a beehive or whatever and had them come after you? Can I tell you something, people? They've been after they're all over the place. And the day you think this thing isn't going to be a warfare, the day you think that Satan is going to dry up and blow up and go away, I got news for you. Isn't gonna, okay? It's never gonna happen. So what you got to understand is greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You know, we wish that the enemy would go away. Well, he will if you stop crowding his darkness, if you do nothing with your life and you amount to nothing, but then you wait till Jesus gets a hold of you. This is for all of my friends both sides of the border. This is Jeremy and the girls from the I Love America program. Saturday was Armed Forces Day. I want to pay tribute to our soldiers both sides of the border, and then I got some thoughts to share.
It's not CBS or NBC, ABC or CNN. It's given us the freedom of the press. Not Jerry Falwell, Larry Flint, Ted Kennedy or Jesse Jackson, giving us the freedom to verbally express. Not the campus organizers and all the demonstrations, giving us the freedom to march, freely march and disagree. Oh, can't you see?
Has always been the soldier who has made the sacrifice, standing strong and proud in battle, willing to lay down his life.
Somewhere there's a soldier who's looking at a picture of his little girl, how he wishes he were home. And somewhere there's a soldier and he's reading a love letter from his wife, and she is telling him she feels so all alone. And somewhere there's a mom and dad cry late in the night for a son who won't be coming home, a son who gave his life. Freedom isn't free. Oh, can't you see?
It has always been the soldiers who has made the sacrifice.
Thank you. And to every one of you that are wearing, have worn, or one of your loved ones has worn the uniform of the U.S. or Canada, thank you. Thank you very much. It seems so hollow. And I think one of the most wicked things that I'm seeing in this world right now is the way that we're treating our veterans and our soldiers in general. And I've been at the side of Ronald Reagan. I've been at the side of George W. Bush, two of the finest commanders in chiefs we ever had in the United States. Whether you agree with all their politics or not, I'm going to tell you something. The military respected them, and they loved the military. I don't see that from this commander-in-chief today. As much as I love patriotism, if I had a son, I'd say, wait, son. If you're going to join the military, wait till we got a better commander-in-chief in charge. And that's God's honest truth. And Thomas Jefferson said this in 1782. He said, "And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are the gift of God?" You know, we knew that for a long, long time. We disagreed maybe along the way. Some were Catholic, some were Methodist, some were Presbyterians. I personally see in the Bible only two kinds of people, saved and unsaved, those that know the Son and those that don't. And I think those that don't are growing in numbers. We saw the Pew report last week. But more than all of that, I look around at the anti-God attitude in both of our lands. I look at the open flaunting of garbage and filth. I see our young people, and people have a tendency to want to blame the kids. But I say to you very often, they're only growing up in the world we provided to them. But there is a total respect amongst many of our young people today. Thank God for those of you that are raising your kids properly. But understand that a lot of our kids, as evidenced every day on the news, totally disrespect authority. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that our schools are an absolute total tool in the hands of Satan, the public school system. It is an absolute disaster, and I think it's a breeding ground for about everything that's wicked and abominable, in spite of the fact that the Bible says, don't let your child learn the ways of the heathen. I am so sick and tired, fed up, disgusted, and bored with crooked politicians. I could go someplace and barf. But there is a very, very, very strong anti-religious rights program going on in both sides of our border. If you are a born-again child of God and dare to speak out, they're going to call you a nut job. If you're a public figure, they're going to paint you as a screwball, and I don't know, these people could make Mother Goose look like a pervert if they wanted to. And now they've got the social media, ungodliness is abounding. 50% of the people are paying for the other 50%. I got news for you, that's not godly either. Check your Bible. He said, Take from him that hid his talents, the one talent, and give it to the guy who has five. That doesn't sound like a welfare system to me. My Bible says if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. Maybe the best thing that could happen to both of our countries is for the welfare system to go broke, you think? Not today. They'd go steal your food from you. They wouldn't get a job. They'd go get a, they'd steal your food from you, and it would be Hurricane Sandy and New Orleans all over again. But we've got people mocking God, trampling the flag, touting gay marriage. That's not a victory, by the way, for those people involved. You may think it's a victory. Porno and the filth in society and whatever. And then what really troubles me is the religious crowd that wants to say, well, you know, we don't entangle yourself in the affairs of man. That's not what he meant, for crying out loud. You can't take one scripture and violate everything. Hey, let me give you one, okay? Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. Now, understand, people, study history. There was a day when America honored God. And by the way, she was doing pretty good at that time. There was a day when Canada honored God. And if you go back and study history, both of our nations came out of a total commitment and understanding that without God, you're going nowhere. When did we lose that? John 15:5. Without me, you can do nothing. You can't even breathe, let alone survive as a nation. Go back even before that. Let's make man of our image and likeness. Image means two eyes, two ears, looks like God, okay? If you want to know what God looks like, I happen to believe he's about 6'1", white-haired, tall, built like, Arnold Schwarzenegger, some of you believe he's bald. You got a shot coming for yourself. Anyways, folks, let me tell you something. We're made in the image of God, and we were made to think like God. His likeness, patterned is the word, patterned after God. What happened when man fell? Did he grow an extra ear? No. Did he grow an extra head? No. How about an extra arm? No. Image didn't fall. Likeness fell. But you want some good news? When you get born again, you can get that likeness back. Aren't we supposed to be Christ-like? Did you grow a new nose when you got saved? Huh? Did you get any taller when you got saved? No, your image doesn't change. Well, unless you're way out in the world in a whack job. You ought to change your image and look like something that the cat didn't drag in, the dog won't associate with. But other than that, it's our likeness. It's how we think. It's what we value. You know, it's where you put your priorities, where you lay up your treasures, the burden that you have, the willingness that you have to follow God, seeking now his ways. Inasmuch as you have now found Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. It doesn't say grow a new ear. It says so walk ye in him. That's that likeness that God has always wanted us to have. And people say, well, I don't understand, you know, as a Christian, why we should be involved. I'll tell you why we should be involved. Because we've killed 60 million babies because God's people didn't stand when they had a chance. And understand, you will either stand for Christ and right, or you'll stand by and watch your rights be taken away. You'll either stand and take charge of your home, or you'll stand by and watch Satan steal your kids right off from underneath your nose. And that's what we're seeing. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll either stand to keep America and Canada godly and what they have always been, or you'll stand by and watch them let go of the hand of God, sink into oblivion, and take our children with them. So we can either stand now. I like what the guy said. You either stand with us or you hang alone. You either hang with us or hang alone. I guess, you know what? I like what old B.R. Lakey used to say. He said, man, if you can't treat the coon, don't shoot the hound dog again. Folks, you're either going to fix the roof or hire a roofer. Otherwise, the rain's going to pour in. I'm more than willing to be your roofer. I've done it now for 44 years. I have no intentions of quitting. I intend to die with my boots on, or as in today, my sneakers. But I picked a guy up from the hoppers at the airport. I don't know what he was looking for. I don't know how many preachers run around in blue jeans and button-down shirts and sneakers, but I put a monkey suit on when I have to. But for the most part, I've had people come here and say, can you tell me where Pastor Brothers is? Yeah, he's over there. What are you? I'm the janitor. Folks, listen. Serve him, love him, do what you can do, but understand that this world without Jesus is not going to make it. And you and I are here for such a time as this. I don't think these are bad days. I mean, I lament the children that are dying. I lament the anarchy I see in American Canada. But boy, look, you can go out and throw a stone, hit an unsaved person. Do something for Jesus today, would you? Make a difference in somebody's life. Join hands with me. Let's reach the kids while we can. Man, if you can't do it, send us a little money and help us do it. And I know this. God's got an answer for your life. Keep us in your prayers. Parade ministry is going to be starting pretty soon. We need another truck for that. And a couple of teepees for the summer program. By the way, if you'd like to know more about the summer program, let us know. Folks in Buffalo. Folks in Buffalo, May 28th. We'll be there.
United States is Freedom Village, USA. Post Office Box 24, Lakemont, New York, 14857. And in Canada, Freedom Village of Canada, Post Office Box 1178, Burlington, Ontario, L7R4L8. Be sure to visit our websites at freedomvillageusa.com and in Canada at freedomvillage.ca. If you would like to know more about Freedom Village, or if we can help you, the telephone number is 1-800-VICTORY. That's 1-800-842-8679. Thank you for your prayers and support, and may God bless.